Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Justina Petrullo. On this episode, we're going to be giving a rundown of some of the biggest stories in the immunology space regarding biosimilars, including the launch of 7 adalimumab biosimilars, the release of multiple market trend reports, and clinical trial results on traditionally bypassed disease states. The first launch in July included 4 adalimumab biosimilar products: Celtezo, Yusimry, Hadlima, and Hyrimoze. Celtezo is the only adalimumab biosimilar to have interchangeability. Yusimry is the only biosimilar to have a deal with the Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drug Company, an online pharmacy offering generic drugs at steep discounts to their originators. Hadlima and Hyrimoze each launched with a low concentration formulation and a high concentration formulation. Celtrion's Euflima was the next adalimumab product to launch. The product is only available as a citrate-free high-concentration formulation and has a wholesale acquisition cost of $3,288.25 per single-use unit to administer. The last two products to launch in July were Idacio and Hulio, both of which are only available as low-concentration formulations. Idacio is Fresenius Kabi's first immunology biosimilar and is the second biosimilar from the company to launch in 2023, following Stimufend. Hulio was originally developed by Viatris. However, Viatris sold its entire biosimilar portfolio to Biocon Biologics and is assisting the new owner with the transition. A review article offered new perspective on the growing adalimumab market and whether these new products will lead to lower costs for patients. The article highlighted the variations between products, including the citrate concentrations, high versus low concentration, and administration device variances, as concerns. Additionally, dual pricing strategies to get products on formulary lists create confusion and could lead to patients experiencing higher out-of-pocket costs. The authors made several policy recommendations to ensure lower patient costs and fair market competition. A contributor article crafted by 4 pharmacists offered advice to clinics on how they can prepare for new self-administered biosimilar products, including adalimumab biosimilars, and overcome emerging administrative challenges. The article stressed the importance of health systems equipping their teams with education materials, becoming familiar with the variances between products, and monitoring state laws. One study evaluating the launch price associated with Amgevita, the first adalimumab biosimilar to launch in the United States, compared with the originator, found that the list prices of the biosimilar were more than double the original price of Humira. This was in part because AbbVie, the manufacturer of Humira, has dramatically raised the price of Humira over time to maximize profits before facing market competition. This price difference between the launch prices of adalimumab biosimilars and the originator can also be seen with Euflima, branded Hyrimoze, Celtezo, branded Hulio, and Idacio. However, a study of price changes in Europe found that prices of tumor necrosis factor alpha inhibitors, such as infliximab, adalimumab, and etanercept, resulted in significant price reductions after the first and second biosimilars entered the market. Often, immunology biosimilars are approved by the FDA using data that evaluate that drug in patients with rheumatoid arthritis. However, a recent study assessing an infliximab biosimilar found that the product has a similar safety and efficacy profile to the originator in patients with inflammatory bowel disease. Additionally, a study from India showed that an adalimumab biosimilar was safe and effective in patients with ankylosing spondylitis for up to 48 weeks of treatment. Lastly, a romiplostim biosimilar was evaluated in patients with chronic immune thrombocytopenia, demonstrating the product's biosimilarity to the originator. Thank you for tuning in to this special episode of Not So Different. To read all of the articles that were listed today, you can find them in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.